23 minutes before 1 o'clock. Let's go back to Qobani Ndzongana, who is the Land Party president. They are the party that has been pushing for the Aba Thembu King, Buyele Khaya and Dalindi Yabo, to be released from prison. Otherwise, they're threatening a shutdown. In fact, they're saying they will shut down the country if he's not released. Let's continue the conversation. We were cut off because the line was so bad. I hope it's much better now. We're speaking about a king here, Qobani, who is a convicted criminal. He's serving time for a sentence for arson, assault, and kidnapping. Why do you want him to be treated differently?
The name criminal offended me. I must say that.
Are you offended that I'm calling him a convicted criminal?
Yes, I'm very offended.
But is that not factual?
Okay, it's fine, but I'm offended. Fine.
Okay. Why should he be given special treatment?
Look, he is a king. We believe that the Land Party, our king, the queens, must be given they must be immune from the current judicial system, because we are saying first, let's go and redraft the constitution and amend the constitution so that we make sure that they are given an opportunity to have a say and draft this current the constitution and also the criminal justice system in this country.
Okay, and drafting that constitution, if they are going to be immune from the current judicial system, what kind of judicial system would they fall under? So what would they be accountable to?
Look, really, they don't be accounted in the same law, in the same law. But we are saying that the king and queens must not be subjected to the current Dutch law. We are saying they must be immune. We are saying if there is a law, let's establish law that whatever that is happening, there is something that is going to happen. For instance, in African culture, we've got what we call a reconciliation process, whereby if there is any disagreement or any incident that took place, the different the tribes or different peoples around the village or whatever the area, they will meet together and resolve the problem. So we are saying that that opportunity must be given to our people, to our traditional leaders, so that we know that South Africa is also, you know, practicing what is happening to other countries, that its kings and queens are being respected like other queens.
Okay,
like
so if queens. The king then is involved in murder or rapes someone, you are telling me that they must not put through our justice system. They must sit down with the families that are affected and resolve it that way.
They are very responsible people. Kings and queens are very responsible people. They are the people that cannot commit such kind of crimes. So we are saying that there must be law. The law must make sure that...
But if they are responsible, Qobani, if they are responsible, then King Buyele Khaya and Dalindi Yabo wouldn't have told and instructed his subjects to do the kind of criminal activity that he's now convicted for. I mean, he's serving time for arson, assault, kidnapping and defeating the ends of justice. Those are surely not the actions of a responsible king.
Look, according to the Roman Dutch law, you can say that. But what we are saying is that the king cannot be arrested. The king cannot be prosecuted by his subjects and also commons. For instance, I will make an example. People will say, why only in South Africa? It's not only in South Africa. Let's talk about Britain. Let's talk about China. Let's talk about Belgium, for instance. All these monarchies, they are not subjected to the laws. Because remember, they are the people who are presiding over these laws. They are the ones who are sitting and drafting these laws. So that's why we are saying as the Land Party, let's redo the constitution.
Members of parliament are also... members of parliament are also involved in drafting the laws. Are you telling me that they must also be immune from prosecution?
No, they need to be prosecuted. President and others, they need to be prosecuted.
But the king is special.
Kings and queens, they cannot be prosecuted. They cannot. And that is our stand. We are saying, for instance, I'm making an example. I'm saying to you, go to British. The British queen is presiding over the law, the judicial system, in the army, everything, the police, the prison system, the law, everything. You cannot prosecute the queen.
Okay,
if,
so
if the queen
let's
can
do
kill
this.
Somebody, the queen cannot be prosecuted. So
Qobani,
why only it must apply in African? That's
okay.
That is our argument.
Qobani, we live in... Let me make this point. We're running out of time, so I just want us to cover as much as we can. We're living in a constitutional democracy, and under the current law, whoever is found guilty of a criminal activity must be sentenced and must be taken through our justice system. So that is the case. You can speak about the king coming out of jail and going to be part of drafting new laws that are going to make sure that he's immune from prosecution. But as it stands now, we've got laws. Are you saying that we must not respect our laws? We must release and not prosecute kings that are found to have done criminal activities, even when the law dictates that we should?
That's why I'm saying the constitution must be redrafted. That's what you are saying. We're saying the current constitution needs to be changed so that they can accommodate.
Yeah, so sure, the constitution, say the constitution will be changed next year. What happens now? If the constitution is changed next year, what happens now? In the interim, there's a law that all of us...
They must be released. We're saying the king must be released.
Supported by which law, Tobani? Supported by which law? Which law are you going to use to release the king from jail right now?
The president has got prerogative.
Yeah, but there are also grounds. The president can't just pardon any convict. There are also grounds and conditions for that. One of which, he must possibly look at whether the sentence was harsh or not and whether there's public interest. So it's not that he can just wake up and decide that I'm going to pardon the Aba Thembu king. There are grounds to that as well.
But they must not make that a political bait and lie to our nation that they are going to release the king. They must not say that. They must release the king before election. That is why we are saying we are organizing ourselves. We are organizing or even other nations so that we make sure that even including the businesses, so that we make sure when we talk about a shutdown, we talk about the real shutdown. Because it is totally incorrect. We know what is happening about the battle of the king.
Okay.
It is political motivated.
Tobani Nzongama, Land Party President, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate your coming through and engaging with us. It's 16 minutes before 1 o'clock.